Utah officials have been on the lookout for impacts from last week's Gold King Mine wastewater spill. On Wednesday, officials got more information from downstream, but not conclusive answers. KUER's Judy Fays has the story.
Weekend water samples from the San Juan River show levels of lead and four other metals are elevated, but not worrisome. Craig Dietrich is an environmental epidemiologist for the Utah Department of Health who examined the risks.
We don't see a reason to restrict the usage recreationally of the San Juan River. And furthermore, we've looked at it from an agricultural point of view, meaning watering livestock and crops. And again, we don't see any reason to restrict usage.
Higher than usual levels of lead, arsenic, aluminum, manganese, and iron could be related to the Colorado mine water spill. But Dietrich points out that the answers are also obscured because runoff from the storms at the end of last week loaded the San Juan with sediment.
Much of that could be coming from the area that is naturally occurring. And the West is known, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Utah. It's known that there's high metal contents, and that's simply just the geology of our region.
Utah agencies say they'll keep monitoring. Meanwhile, Governor Gary Herbert declared a state of emergency late Wednesday because of the spill. And Congressman Jason Chaffetz joined two other lawmakers in demanding a high-level investigation of the Environmental Protection Agency's role in causing the spill, managing the aftermath, and preventing similar disasters in the future. Judy Fays, KUER News.